Don and the Q Crew. Right here on E3 Radio, your number one stop for queer radio done right. And we are happy y'all are tuning in tonight. We are excited about the show.
Yes, we are.
We got these dope people behind us, the cool lots.
Yeah, y'all see them.
Straight out the DMV.
Oh,
joining us tonight on the show. And we're excited to have them. Met them at Honey Groove out in D.C. We did an interview with them. They're real good people. And so we're excited that they are able to join us tonight. Yeah.
I'm glad you met them at Honey Groove, but that's really still a sore spot for me, that whole Honey Groove situation, and that Anna and Jace went to Honey Groove, and I was not a part of that. I knew nothing about that to the last minute. So it is very much still a sore spot for me. I'm going to have a sip of my tea.
I don't think it ever going to not be sore, so I'm just going to just say Honey Groove, Honey Groove, Honey Groove.
So abusive. That's how I feel about that.
Abusive. How your week been, abusive lady?
My week was. It is what it is. Today is actually the anniversary of my father's death.
Mm.
So it was. Making it through. And then, of course, seeing what I saw today on my way to do the show was made it no better. People in Chicago are really fucking crazy.
Tell the people what happened.
So on my way to the show, minding my own self damn business, this woman gets robbed. Like, literally, so it was a white woman, and she was punched in the face by this black guy. She was actually on her way to go into, like, a bar, but we were over by the federal building. He literally, like, punched her dead in her face. Of course, she's stunned, and, you know, the guys in the bar were like, one guy was on his way to go run after the guy, and the guy was like, no, you don't run after him. He's looking like, why the fuck not? Why would I not run after him? So he proceeded to go ahead and do so, and then everybody else was like, are you okay? Are you okay? Then one lady was like, call the fucking police. Call the police. So the guy who hit her, who happened to be a black guy, he jogged. Hear what I say, y'all, jogged. Like, literally, if somebody was actually chasing this dude, they really would have been able to catch him. But he literally jogged to maybe a half a block, if that, because you could still see him, and then walk the rest of the way, because we looked back and nobody was doing anything. I'm like, So me and this other guy, he's looking, he's like, you okay? I was like, you okay? He was like, yeah. He was like, he was a white business guy. He was like, that's fucked up. I was like, it really is. So he was like, let's go in. So I go in to tell the parking attendant guys. I'm like, yo, guys, quick question. Do you guys have a camera that faces, you know, this part of the street? They were like, well, no, the other building does. They were like, well, what happened? And I was like, a woman just got robbed. Like, literally, she got punched in her face. She got robbed. They were like, well, what color was she? I said, she was white. They were like, oh. I'm like, what? They were like,
Not okay.
They were like, well, did she scream? I was like, no. They were like, oh. They were like, are you okay? I was like, I'm fine. Like, nothing happened to me.
That's stupid.
I'm like, something happened to this woman. But nothing happened to me, but you asking me, am I okay? I am the least of the concern at this moment, at this time, because nothing had occurred to me. And I'm just in fucking awe, like, somebody finna jump out and punk my ass right about now. A camera crew or something, because camera crews are normally, they're filming in that area. They film Chicago PD down in that area, Justice, Chicago Fire, all of that over in that area. And we're over, you know, by the federal building, literally. So I'm like, flag down a federal officer, somebody, nobody. This is when you know that we as Americans, some of us have become so fucking desensitized that it's like, this shit happens normally. I'm like, I don't believe this just happened.
I don't want those security guys protecting me. First off, why does it matter if I'm black or white for you to help me? That's crazy. It is not okay. And then, you know, it's just a reminder that we just got to stay alert. You know what I'm
Absolutely.
Saying? Like, these guys, when someone's committed to robbing you or committing to you know, commit a crime against you, their mind is somewhere totally different than yours. You're just going to go get a drink, whatever. They're looking to come up behind you and take your shit. And the fact that they punched her in the face.
Like, and that was one of my things that
I would have been so.
That's one of the things that I told Anna. Like, he committed, like, you heated to me, in my opinion, you know, fuck the fact of the purse. You could have had the purse, but you didn't have to punch this woman, like, dead in her. I mean, literally, to the point to where you heard the connection. Like, I know this woman had to have been shaking her. Like, I felt the shit when I heard it. I'm like, well, goddamn. Like, you would be fighting a dude. Like, he didn't have to do that. Because after a while, you know, you tug on a woman's purse, it's going to eventually break. The straps are going to break and it's going to get. And you could have kept going. But to hit this woman in her face, like, oh, my God. So, you know, my message today is, people, stay out your damn phones, especially when you are walking the streets of Chicago. Be very, very alert in regards to your surroundings. That damn text. That phone conversation that you're having with someone is not as important as you paying attention to your surroundings and your safety, because the holidays are coming and this shit is getting real. Niggas don't care. They really don't care. They don't give a damn that, you know what I'm saying, you done just worked all week and, you know, you got, this is your hard-earned money that you done saved because you trying to go shopping for everybody to try to get somebody a gift. They don't give a fuck about that. They on the next come up. Nor do they care that your car might be in the process of being repossessed. They don't give a shit about that. And you need to take this money to the loan people. They don't care about that.
Crazy. Yo, family. Well, you know, we on the What's the Tees. B had one that she experienced today. She stressed out. And heard all about it. But type to us in the chat. Say hi. Tell us what's going on with you. What up, don't go to. We see our people in there. We saw Rachel. What up, Sherry? We see some other folks coming and going. You know, we love the hearts. We love the lives.
Absolutely.
I need
hearts today, y'all. So try to saturate.
Yeah, she a little traumatized.
I am. I feel sorry for the woman. Give us many hearts.
For that lady.
I do, too. Like, you know, that's just, oh, my God. That's uncalled for.
Hey, Rachel.
What's up, Rachel?
I meant to show you. I got my work in this morning. I'm ready for tomorrow.
Rachel, I had befriended you. I don't think you accepted my friend request.
She didn't know he was.
I can't do it. Like, my spell is hurt.
What up? So, family, my other What's the Tea before the Cool Lots join us. You know the Cool Lots? Out of D.C.,
yes,
they're like an alternative funk, hip-hop, rock band. What up, Nicole?
Dr. Nikki and I.
What up, Dr. Nikki? We see you tonight. Hey, you signing on a different account.
Mm-hmm.
But the Cool Lots out of the DMV, alternative hip-hop, they're a really dope group. And we got some new music. They got a sound project coming up real soon, so we'll talk to them about that. We met them at Honey Groove. She's a little sensitive about that shit. So we're going to talk to them about that, and it'll be a real good time. All right? So, T, y'all seen that whole deal with Jazzy Rowe? Have y'all seen that story?
Man, that's...
The sister at Hartford College, and she had a white roommate, and the girl was, like, putting period blood on a book bag and putting moldy
clam chowder
in her face.
And her coconut oil.
In her face stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she was getting sick, and she didn't know why. She was spitting in her coconut oil that she would use on her body.
She was taking her toothbrush and putting it in God knows where places. But you didn't get a chance to see the Instagram or live feed. So the girl said when she actually got her room, like August 23rd or 26th or something like that, of course, that whole random selection that they do when they match you up. She said she got there, you know, and she shared a lot of stuff with her roommate, her microwave or whatever. She said the girl was literally, she said, wouldn't speak to her, wouldn't say anything to her, and the girl would be in there studying and literally cut the damn lights out, like, as you're walking out the house, but, like, ain't nobody else there. She was like, she didn't pay any attention. She cut the lights back on. She said she had told the RA, you know, like, hey, my roommate, I'm feeling uncomfortable. They did absolutely nothing. Even after this shit done took off, y'all. After this shit took off, the university tells Jazzy, who is the one that the offense has happened to, tell her, look, until this investigation is over,
mm-hmm.
you can't say anything.
Mm.
Can't press charges. And you can't go on social media. Because if you do that, what we're going to have to do is we might have to kick you out of the school. I'm like, Anna, we talked about this early. Kick me the fuck out.
That's crazy.
Where is Al Sharpton? Where is Reverend Jesse Jackson?
I don't think we want them. We want them?
Somebody.
Oh, okay.
Where is Ayanna? Because somebody need to fix that white bitch's life.
I don't know her either.
But I'm just saying.
Oh, okay.
You know, where are our political leaders at this particular point in time? We need somebody.
Man, I mean, it was just disgusting. So this girl that did all this stuff to Jazzy or whatever, she's in jail, I think, or they're going to file charges.
No, she's in jail now.
But she's going to get like 5 counts against her, maybe get charged with a hate crime and all this stuff.
Maybe.
She's not remorseful at all. Yeah, we would have been, yo. I've seen a lot of posts today, parents being like, I probably would have dragged that girl up and down that whole dorm.
And that's one thing that Jazzy did say in her post. She said, I wonder if the tables had been turned by me being an African-American student and had done the same thing that she did to me, to her, would the consequences have been different? Would they have reacted differently?
Oh, they would have absolutely reacted differently. Murder them, bumper clock.
I concur.
Steph.
I concur.
Steph, it ain't right.
I concur.
It ain't right.
So
I'm a hella sensitive to this one, in particular because I went to a PWI. This is predominantly white institution, G. When you want to, like, you're the only black person in the class, only black person on the floor, only black person it's terrible. So your community is really small, it tends to be. Of course, there's great white people, of course, but there's a lot of racist ones, too. A lot of people that ain't never seen black people. It's mind blowing. Mm-hmm. And so to end up with a roommate like this, could you imagine someone taking off a tampon and putting it on your book bag? Yo, I love my bag. If somebody would have did that to my bag, I would have lost my shit.
But I mean, and even okay, so guys, you really, 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 if you can, Google Jazzy. Our last name.
I posted the story.
Okay.
I posted the story.
Yeah.
In the
Google
chat.
Google her. Look at the live. She's such a very, very sweet. You know, well, the demeanor that I get over her live feed is that she's a very sweet person. So I'm thinking to myself, like, all she, like in her mind, this ain't got nothing to do with, you know, you being my roommate. I'm going to share because we're roommates. We're going to have to be here for a whole year. I got to get to know you, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So to know that, yeah, and it's clear that Jazzy ain't from the hood because that would have left.
Yo, you know who from the hood? My mattress seller today. She from the hood. Her name is Mimi. Mimi from the hood. She had a tattoo that went from here all the way down to here. But she sold me a great mattress today.
What kind of mattress was it?
A really nice soft one.
Do you really need soft mattresses?
I really liked it.
Oh, okay.
All right, family.
Y'all go.
Happy y'all joined us tonight. Oh, y'all joining in. Tell us the hi. Type us hi. Say hi.
Y'all
we excited. I'm not hood. Who said I was?
No, I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah. My name is Anna.
Right. Clearly. Anna would have been in there trying to rationalize. Her name was...
Don't do me. Wait.
What was the girl's name? Her name was Brianna. Wait. She would have been like, Brianna? How dare... Brianna, is this ill? Is this ill?
Don't do me, okay?
Hey, baby.
Don't do me. Family, tell her don't do me, okay? What up, y'all?
Anna would have probably been trying to negotiate or trying to talk to this woman, trying to understand her thought process and trying to been counseling her. That's what Anna would have tried to do with this other girl. Had it been somebody else, like her wife or her radio wife, that campus would have been torn the fuck up.
Yo.
Brianna wouldn't have had, that bitch wouldn't have had to go to jail.
I need balance in my life. So I do keep people that will turn up for me in my life. It is important. And you all need me in your life to help negotiate tough situations, okay? But all I'm saying is that wouldn't have went down like that. I would not have been pleased.
You see what I'm saying?
I meant that from my heart. I would
you
not
know what I'm saying? Please. Shit. None of that person said please. What? See, like, we would have been fucking that bitch up. Fuck the please shit. Bitch, you done lost your motherfucking mind. We wouldn't have been able to get mother and the fucking out of our mouth. That bitch would have been on the floor picking up her teeth.
Nope, I wouldn't have said that. You're right.
Right.
All right, family. Family, guess what? We got a special guest. Right. Lord be Lord.
Now, don't want to, as
no.
Kumbaya as you are, you would have lost your mind, too.
Family, we're going to talk about this all show, probably. But we got to get to our special guest. We're excited to have them
on
the show.
Yes, we need to have a cool eye, though, because they got
the cool eye.
They got some music.
Yeah, they got music.
They say music. Comes and Savage Beasts, we need to hear from right now.
What up, family? Our number is 7701. Who's on the line?
Hey, this is Chris. What's up, guys?
Chris,
what's going on?
Hey.
I'm sorry, Chris. Did you hear all of that that just occurred?
Yeah, it's all good. I mean, you know, I think we all have some opinions about that situation, so... and I too went to PWI, so I know that struggle a little bit. So, I do. I know it.
But what would you have done if that situation was you?
Oh, you know, honestly, I had not something quite as extreme, but I had a similar or a pseudo altercation with a roommate my sophomore year, and I ended up having to leave the room. I actually moved out of that particular dorm and moved into my own room. But you know, and it could have come to something really serious had I not had a good grip on my emotions, you know. But you know, so if it were as extreme as that, you know, I don't know, it's anybody's guess, but you know, something like that could probably really push your buttons and trigger you. And like I said, it's anybody's guess of what, you know, could happen if I found out something like that was happening to me, unbeknownst
right.
to me. Yeah,
right?
That's disgusting. It's disgusting.
She was
it's completely
this coconut oil. Could you imagine? You put coconut oil.
Yeah,
oh,
I
heavy.
Can't.
She was actually
I live.
Slam father, because on her live feed, the young lady shows you the coconut oil and the rotten spoiled clam chowder that was
I can't.
Standing.
I can't.
Tonight? Yes. I believe that pretty much all of us are here.
Yeah.
Jaffa.
Yeah. Boom's in Cairo. She sends salutations. This is Daffo.
Yes.
You know?
Daffo.
We here.
What happened, homie?
What up?
What's going on? Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
We're excited to have y'all on. If y'all are tuned in to the Facebook Live feed, maybe we got y'all picture up behind it. It's like y'all are here with it.
Yeah.
Damn right.
Yay.
We right there chilling with you, right there.
Yeah. What's going on? How y'all doing?
I'm looking forward to playing y'all's single y'all sent over, Why Don't You? But before we get into that, there might be a lot of people tuned in that aren't familiar with the Kulash. So... I'm not sure, Chris or Daffo, if y'all want to take it. Y'all can just tell the good people a little bit about y'all music.
Oh, man. We are the original rock and soul band from the DMV. Five members. We compose a bass, electric, drums, vocalists, MCs, all that. You know what I'm saying? We've been rocking for 7 years strong. Original music, you know what I mean, and compilation inspirations of The Police, System of a Down, Earth, Wind & Fire, Erykah Badu, Paramore, all them, you know what I'm saying? So we
all
just
that.
Out here trying to give good music to the people, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's us, man. We glad to be here, you know?
Glad to have you guys. Although I was unable to attend, and I know Adam... Yeah.
Y'all hear all that aggression?
Yeah.
Y'all hear that?
Y'all don't understand. A lot of anger.
Yeah.
We appreciate that.
I'm flipping my bag. A little pissed to the festivity of pissed off.
Lord. Mm-hmm. Y'all, it's okay. I wish y'all were here to protect me, really.
Lady, y'all could save her. Not unless y'all were singing. That's the only way you could save us.
Well, that's what I think is really dope about y'all music, right? Y'all do alternative. Y'all energy is off the charts. Y'all have a full band, and y'all just really encompass a lot of different things. When we was at Honey Groove, really enjoyed y'all's set. We did like an interview.
Thank
with
you,
a lot
man.
Of
man. Yeah.
So tell us about this sophomore project called Rebirth. What's the deal with that one?
Crystal, you want to go?
Yeah, sure. I'll take it. Well. First and foremost, Rebirth is our sophomore project, our follow-up to the Cool Ops EP, which we released about 3 years ago. But Rebirth is just, we have so many songs that we have, written and been performing, and we needed to get this project and get this music available to, or make this music available to our followers and our fans and our friends. That we have been, performing for some time. So we kind of breathed some new life into this, and and it kind of, the name Rebirth kind of, was very fitting. Breathing new life into, songs some that you may have heard before. And in addition, it's the end of our 7-year run. So, we named the project Rebirth. I feel like it's aptly entitled because it kind of moving into another phase of our careers and our, and our life as the Cool Ops. So excited to bring this to you, and we're really excited to share Why Don't You today.
Indeed.
As well.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Love.
Yeah.
I love that spiritual alignment with the 7 years and rebirth. That's really
divine
dope.
Divine number,
so,
man.
Yeah.
It's a number.
It is a number.
Yeah.
Divine number. Yeah,
absolutely.
That's real. So I want to play the track. I want the good
people
to hear
it.
All right.
You heard it first. They hear it first, man. This is exclusive.
Oh.
I don't know.
Exclusive.
This is exclusive
brand new
stuff, man.
Totally.
Yeah, I like being the first. What's good? So do y'all want to introduce the track at all? You want to talk about it after we play the track?
Yo, I mean, yeah.
No.
I want to know
why
what
don't
this particular track.
This shit is Why Don't You. It's Why Don't You. It's about, you know what I'm saying, attraction.
Mm-hmm.
It's about wanting, and it's about consent, says Huggy. Yes, it is about consent.
consent
happens.
Is very important.
Everything's a go. Why Don't You. But listen up, check it out. You hear first, exclusive, the Cool Ops, Why Don't You.
All right.
Why don't you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Connection is uncanny, so addictive, I breathe you. This happened without planning, hey, I like it, and it feels good. So I always need fanning, baby, you are like my candy. Feel like I wanna hold up my granny, such a drug, love. So addicted to your passion, let's get high, love. Strong on you, I feel your addict, we could fly, love. Be up so high, they look like ants. When they come down, you lose your pants. I just wanna make your inside dance. So tell me why, love.
Everybody, you're listening to Anna Deshawn and the Q Crew, right here on E3 Radio.
Yo, that was Why Don't You? Welcome back to the show by the Cool Line. Exclusive. Why don't you? I like that, yo.
Why don't you? You like it?
Yeah, make my insides jump. Is that line?
Ooh. Yes, right. On the inside part.
Like inside dance, girl.
Yes.
That's that kind of music. You just need a blue light. That's all. Just a blue light on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's blue it. That's it. Get it in real smooth.
Well, and of course, some other things that, you know what I'm saying, that grow from the ground. But yeah, hey, I'm just saying, you need just that blue light and that stuff there, and you just be like, hey.
Oh, the scarf.
Put the scarf on it.
Put the scarf on the door.
Put the scarf on the door.
On the light. Put the scarf on the light. You know.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Make it all right.
Red light.
Scarf on the light. Make it all right.
Yeah. Oh, man, that was really dope. It was just the feel and the vibe of the whole album.
Blast. Thanks, man. You know, we really worked hard on it. We really, you know, we're really excited about this project. Glad that it's coming out. We worked hard, yo. We worked hard there. We were destined to win this project. You hear me? Like, we've been through some things, and we came out glorious. We give praise and thanks to the Most High, to people who work with us, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like,
shout out the House Studios.
All of that. Shout out the House. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Shout out the House.
DJ
Vicious. Shout out the House.
One and only.
But, and all our supporters, all our supporters, like, yeah, hometown glory
shout
type.
Out the
House. Yeah.
Oh.
House. And that's what. House. I like it. And one thing I really appreciated, even about Honey Groove and, like, what you all were doing, is that you all are artists. Like, this isn't this isn't just a hobby. This isn't just, you know, something I woke up the other day and said, yo, I'm about to just make some music because I just feel inspired. No, this is y'all's art. Mm-hmm. You all work really hard at it.
Passion.
And it's a passion. And you can tell just by the things that you all do, the dedication to it, you know what I'm saying? I think you all are going to be extremely successful. You already are. And I think this album
thank
is going to
thank you, man.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
We're going to put it here on E3 Radio here in the shot. And tell our good people and do what we need to do here to help get the word out for y'all.
And I'm gonna be a honey.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Right.
So when does it actually drop? Like, when can people download it, get it, buy it, all that good stuff?
Right.
Crystal.
Well,
I don't want to give it away.
It will be available on Saturday, November 4th. But, you know, we've been feeling a little frisky. So we may, who knows, it may drop a day early just to, you know, have something to ride to on your Friday afternoon. Something
damn
to ride
right
to the weekend with, you know?
Damn right.
So you just got to stay real close and see what we do, because, you know, we're wild cards sometimes.
Yeah.
So how can people stay close? Are they follow you on IG,
Facebook? Check us out. Yes, IG. IG, the COOLOTS. So COOLOTS. Everything. Twitter, IG, Facebook, the COOLOTS. Check us out, man.
Yeah. Even our website, thecoolots.com. Google us. We're easy to find.
They're very easy to find. I posted the website in the Facebook chat. Check them out. Follow them. They might drop it early. I'm just saying.
And we follow back.
Damn right we do.
And we interact.
That they do. So, family, do that. Do that. Do that. Do that now.
I am following now.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I love it. Well, thank you, Chris. Thank you, Daffo. Was there anybody else? I don't know if I could hear anybody.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Huggy.
Hey.
Hey.
Yo,
Huggy.
Awesome readers here.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
I didn't even realize it. Hey. Awesome.
Hey.
This was we appreciate y'all. We appreciate y'all joining us tonight. Keep plugging the album.
God bless.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you guys so much.
All right. Later. So y'all got the word. Coolots. Yeah. COOLOTS. Yo, they got a joint that says their name, and that's all I can hear when I spell it out. COOLOTS. So check them out on the Coolots. They're really dope people. Really, really great project on the way. All right, Rebirth, their sophomore project. So we're excited. Thank y'all so much again for joining us tonight on the show. Y'all know how we end the show, too. We always give y'all the weekend forecast.
Where are you going?
I gotta keep our look tight back here. We gotta keep looking good.
But it's not.
That's why I gotta keep trying.
Oh.
But in the meantime, what up with that weekend forecast? What's going on this weekend, B?
I don't know. I'm just shoveled with all of the things that just occurred. I had something, but now I don't. What is today? Today is Thursday. Oh, y'all just don't understand. What the hoo ha just happened? Oh, Anna's messing up. Anna's messing up. Hey, honeybee, I see you watching. Okay, here we are.
You don't know what's going on this weekend for real?
I really don't now.
Well, I'll be doing an equality OA training, so I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
Let's see what else is going on this weekend, family.
Y'all don't need to do nothing. Just stay in the house. After everything that occurred, don't do anything. Just stay in the house.
That's terrible advice.
I know it is. But I'm just saying. Yeah, I had another what's the tea until that crap happened. But yeah.
It's terrible advice.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, we got people running for office, y'all. What up, B? So, Gaylon Alcarez, she was one of the founding board members of the City Community Services. She's actually running for commissioner, county commissioner of the 4th District. Check her out. She's having a meet and greet happening on Saturday. Sure. So if you're in the 4th District, definitely vote for Gaylon. That's going to be really dope. We got people launching businesses this weekend. The Coolocks, they're having an anniversary thing on Saturday. They're out in D.C. If you're in D.C., check that out.
Right.
The Care Plan, Jackie Boyd.
Our anniversary.
One of our good friends is having our second anniversary party here at Finney Community Services. Yo, she does amazing work.
She does.
If you're having surgery, if you have parents that you need caretaking, if you need caretaking, she kills the game.
Hey,
Jackie
Stephanie.
Kills the game.
She does. Hey, Stephanie, I'm sorry.
Steph, don't blow her head up.
I'm sorry. I was not here, but you heard me. We were on the phone. We were talking. Yeah.
Don't blow her head up. I'm going to hit the end of it. All right. That's pretty much all that's going on this weekend. Of course, always Trina True Love.
Yeah, gotta check out.
At the Taste.
At the People's, my family's.
I'm sure there's something going on at the pub.
No, that's not yet. That's
On Sunday. It's also
no, 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 no. I was thinking of something else. I'm thinking of something else. John Fleming has something coming up.
Oh, is it a black party?
No, it's not that. It's actually his
fashion show. Oh,
so,
it's fashion show
for awareness. Yeah, but that's not until after Thanksgiving. So you've got plenty of time for that. But you might want to purchase the ticket. And also, we are having a Art Meets Fashion, Curvy Style fashion show. So if you have not gotten your ticket, that fashion show is actually on the 12th of November. My wife will be in that fashion
show. Yo, I'm modeling.
And Anna is actually modeling. Y'all really need to get y'all tickets if y'all don't have y'all tickets, because Anna is modeling. If y'all have never seen Anna model, because I ain't never seen a model.
Me either.
Oh, Jesus. Y'all might want to purchase your ticket just to see that.
I've never seen it either.
Yes. Yes. Somebody has to be there to take video, because I'm going to be walking, so I'm not going to be able to. Yeah, she's going to be modeling, Jovan. Yep, she is. Yeah, so purchase a ticket. Yeah. If nothing else, just to see Anna walk.
Ain't enough tequila in the world. I'm just saying. It should be very interesting. Also, coming up, Affinity Community Services on December 2nd, we have a casino night fundraiser. It should be a good time. We're going to have some early bird tickets happening this weekend. So stay close to my Facebook page, the Deshaun IG, Affinity Community Services, all that good stuff. We're going to be doing like mad blasts this weekend. And come turn up with us as Black Gold. I'm going to be looking fly. I already got my outfit.
That's because her wife dresses her.
Sometimes.
Yeah, majority of the time.
Sometimes.
Majority of the time.
It's true. Only when I get compliments when she dresses me.
Absolutely.
So I'll get compliments. Because I will be fine. All right, John. We love y'all. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place, same station.
Pay attention, people. Pay attention to your surroundings. Stay out your goddamn phones while you are traveling, at least until you get to your destination.
Yeah, I didn't know earlier she saw somebody get robbed and punched in the face, so she's just very sensitive right now.
I am. I know this.
Pisces.
It has nothing to do with my
phone. It's
not. The fact of the matter is we as people, as human beings, we have desensitized from shit. No, I'm just saying. No, I am not aggressive, Joe. I'd be quiet.
Thank you, homie.
Whatever.
All right, y'all. Back next week, same time, same place, same station, right here on E3 Radio. You, me, V, the Cube Crew.
Cube Crew.
Love y'all.
Love you guys. Have a safe weekend.
Peace.
What you trying to be? The queen of the pond. E3 Radio, the real and the top. Hologram song, frequency gum. Locked with the Q Crew and Anna Deshaun.